This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actor Mark Feuerstein from Royal Pains will join us in a moment to talk about a new movie that he says you're going to just laugh out loud while you're watching. But first, a teacher gives extra credit to students who take selfies with sex toys, condoms, and other things found in their parents' drawers. A group of parents in the San Francisco Bay Area have called for the firing of the high school teacher who allegedly asked students to take photos of sex toys at their homes for extra credit. The teacher teaches math at the high school in Alameda, and school administrators say they're investigating. The administrator suggested that what the teacher requested was a joke. One parent said it didn't seem like a joke and said, from what I understand, a student actually did it, and he used that as an example of what it should look like for the other students. For same-sex couples, chores are more often shared and divvied up according to personal preference. A study of 103 same-sex couples and 122 straight couples found that while same-sex couples didn't share an overabundance of chores, they did outshare their straight counterparts in a number of areas. In same-sex couples, 74% share child care, 62% share sick child care, 44% share laundry, and 33% share household repairs. The corresponding figures for straight couples were 38, 32, 31, and only 15% sharing household repairs. On a scale where 5 is most satisfied, when it comes to the division of household responsibilities, gay men scored 4.1 and lesbians 3.9, straight men 4.0 on average, and straight women 3.8%. There is a happiness trigger through communication. When couples discuss what each one wants in terms of labor division, their overall happiness went up markedly, and when they did not, they were much more likely to be dissatisfied with their domestic workload. That's probably the biggest takeaway of the survey, how important it is to talk and say what you want. The people who said they bit their tongue had a lower satisfaction with the division of household responsibilities. Taylor Swift explained a recent photo that showed her walking backwards down a hiking trail. She was making sure the paparazzi wouldn't get photos of her. Swift posted the photo on Tumblr and said she wasn't in the mood to be photographed. Her security guard was giving her directions so that she wouldn't fall. Actor Mark Feuerstein is the star of USA Network's Royal Pains and now stars in a brand new movie.
I'm ready for Mike.
I'm here, Mark. How are you?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good. I'm a big fan of yours and the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And my wife watches religiously. She sets up a little altar, and when you come on, she just stops everything.
Well, tell her I am now aware of her for the first time, so I am giving everything directly to her.
And it's Feuerstein. Now, I would have said Feuerstein.
Yes, and you would have been correct for many members of my lineage, but for me, it's Feuerstein.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk about this new thing that you're starring in. Tell us about this new project that you want to talk about, the renegade male flight attendant, Larry Gay.
I thought I would take all the members of our audience for Royal Pains, like your wife, who have appreciated this humble, earnest, heartfelt doctor, and completely ruined my reputation by playing Larry Gay, renegade male flight attendant. But it's a comedy that my buddy Mike Sykowitz, a great comedy writer in L.A., handed to me, and I fell in love with it. It is so ridiculous. Larry Gay is a man who makes his own rules, and then he breaks them. He's a guy who has won 6 golden coffee pots. He is the savior for all flight attendants who are threatened to be replaced by a robot flight attendant played by Rebecca Romijn. And at the union meeting where Marcia Gay Harden is playing the head of the union, she says, "Which one of you is gay?" 40 male hands go up. And then she says, "No, Larry Gay." And I raise my hand because I am going to take on that scourge.
Unbelievable. And this cast is remarkable.
Yeah, thank you. It took many gifts and cajoling to get every one of them into the movie, because these are all friends. These are all people I've worked with before. Stanley Tucci, I had done a TV show with, and he was so kind to agree to be in the movie. Marcia Gay Harden, I've worked with. Henry Winkler plays my father on Royal Pains. He's been such a good sport. He's encouraged me and supported me throughout the making of this movie. Patrick Warburton, Rebecca Romijn, Molly Shannon, Taye Diggs, Who else? We got Patrick Warburton, Danny Pudi from Community, Jayma Mays from Glee, and now Hanging On. So many great actors, and everyone is so freaking funny in the movie.
Jason Alexander, too, right?
He plays my father, and Larry worships his father, but unfortunately his father keeps running out on him in the movie. And part of the reason he took to the sky and wanted to become a pilot was because his father kept running away from him, and he was so depressed, and when he looked up in the sky, he saw an escape. Unfortunately, when he went to pilot school, he learned that he had narcolepsy, so he can't fly at all, so he became a flight attendant.
Better he fall asleep on the coffee tray than at the controls of the plane.
That's correct.
Yeah. So now this is video on demand right away? It's going right to our home videos?
It's called a day and date release, which means it's being released in a bunch of theaters across the country while also at the same time being released on demand. So everyone can find it tomorrow on their iTunes. Just go in there and find Larry Gay Renegade Male Flight Attendant, and you could rent it, but why not buy it? I mean, it's going to be an age-old classic.
Well, it sounds very funny. Is it really funny? Now, can we take your word on that?
Oh, my God. Did you like movies like Airplane or Anchorman?
Yeah. Sure.
This is a perfect melding of the two. It's about Ron Burgundy, it's a guy who takes himself too seriously. But like Airplane, it's got a bunch of slapstick humor that's kind of a throwback to those movies that we loved back in the 80s.
Oh, well, that would be perfect. We're ready for that right now.
Awesome.
So now, are you taking a break from Royal Pains?
No, I'm actually shooting Royal Pains right now. I'm in the middle of season 7. We were picked up for season 7 and 8, which was an awesome vote of confidence by the network. But, you know, when you're in your hiatus time, your off time, you want to look for projects that are fulfilling and nourishing. And, of course, I found my Rocky, which is Larry Gay Renegade Male Flight Attendant. So I galvanized the forces that were available to me, and I raised the money, and I found my buddy Sam Friedlander, who directed it, and my buddy Michael Reuf, who produced it, and we made this movie. And I can't believe after the time and the work that we put in, it's finally coming out. It's such a thrill.
Well, that is a thrill because you're so involved with everything from the beginning right up to the time you see it on the screen. It's got to be a remarkable achievement for you.
Well, I've been involved in TV shows and movies and theater projects, but all of them were written, directed, and produced by other people. But this is something that I produced, that I helped put together. And so when you put your own blood, sweat, and tears in something, it means a lot more. And I'm really thrilled to watch it come to fruition like it has. And it's a really funny movie. I mean, people are loving it. We went to Cannes with it and showed it to all these international distributors, and people flipped out over it. It's really exciting.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, as far as Royal Pains goes, now it's set in the Hamptons, but where do you film it?
We actually film on Long Island, so half the time in the very place where the show is set, in Southampton or Bridgehampton, but then most of the other time we're shooting in places, I don't know if people know, exits 30 to 50 of the Long Island Expressway, but that's kind of where we're shooting, and then also in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Oh, nice. So you're enjoying the New York Long Island experience?
Oh, my God. I grew up in New York City. I used to get kicked off the beaches of the Hamptons, and now we take them over. So life is good.
Kicked off because you didn't have a pass or you didn't live there,
Yeah, we didn't have the permits. Yeah. You know, the 13-year-old who's sitting there going, "Where's your permit?" And me and my friends who were in college at the time are like, "We don't live here. We just want to go on the beach and look at cute girls." And he says, "Yeah, well, so do I, but I have a permit. Goodbye."
I bet you could walk out away from the set with a little doctor's bag and people would actually think, "Oh, that's the doctor from the Hamptons. I have a pain in my neck." You could probably do that.
You know, one time I was jogging in Bridgehampton and someone said, "Hey, Hank," as I was jogging by. They just referred to me like I was my character, which
Hank,
I guess,
man,
is a tribute to my portrayal of Dr. Hank Lawson.
Well, and Hank Med is just, it's such a clever show. And when we've had Henry Winkler on the show, he goes out of his way to mention how much he loves working on that particular show amongst all the things that he's doing.
I know. He's always got so many things going on, but he is all heart. And I love that guy. He helped support me in making this movie, giving me advice, referring me to directors and actors, and then spending at least 2 or 3 days on set to shoot his role in Larry Gay. He is a one of a kind. And, they say he's the nicest guy in Hollywood, but there's a reason, because he truly is. And not just on a surface level, but on a deep, how can I help you level.
Yeah, tenacity and gratitude, right?
That's right. Tenacity and gratitude. I like that.
Well, that's his bywords.
I didn't know that, but
yeah,
those are mine too.
Yeah, tenacity, so that you know you never give up and you don't let rejection get you, and gratitude, so you never take it for granted.
Well, as I sit here with you, Mike, I am grateful for A, that wisdom, and B, that this movie that I love so much is coming out.
Terrific. Well, that's Henry Winkler's wisdom. I'm just stealing it, but I think it's well worth stealing.
Well, the reason it's wisdom is because it applies to all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Mark Feuerstein, thank you so much. We love you on Royal Pains. It's such a great show, and can't wait to see this new movie.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate your time.
With actor Mark Feuerstein of Royal Pains, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In a now famous case, dental assistant Melissa Nelson was fired for being too irresistible. Her boss decided that after 10 years of employment, Melissa posed a threat to his marriage. Is this a valid reason for dismissal? The married mother of two obviously sued for wrongful termination. How'd this case turn out? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The Iowa Supreme Court ruled that the dentist was completely within his legal rights to fire his assistant in the best interest of his marriage. Strangely enough, they didn't see any sexual discrimination in this case. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the easiest way to teach your child a new around-the-house skill? After all, they want to do everything they see you do, so you might as well teach it right the first time. Here's the science of it.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson, and Western methods will put them to shame.
With teaching your child a new behavior, anything as simple as how to crack an egg or as complicated as calculus, use the procedure best parents use. It's also the one they use in medical school, and it's called the See One, Do One, Teach One technique. First, take the behavior you're attempting to teach and demonstrate it to your child. Now let the kid do one to the best of his abilities. Then let the kid do it again and teach you how to do it. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Kids want to learn and they want to learn from you. The See One, Do One, Teach One technique works and works for life. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.